Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about Impress, Press On Falsies, and Press On Manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles, and the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress, that's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles, and then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles! Every week, we break down the most important beauty news and launches, interview your favorite beauty experts, influencers, and celebrity guests,
and review our favorite beauty products of the moment as your beauty editor BFFs from the beautiful and great city of Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos!
We hope you stay a while.
Cute.
That's cute.
Hey, Sarah. I have a riddle for you.
Great. I love riddles.
You've seen this. Someone's mother has 4 sons. North, south, east, and west. What is the name of the 4th son? Message me the name of the 4th son. If you lose, you have to repost. Okay, surely everybody has seen this going around on Instagram stories. This riddle, per se.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah, what was your initial guess?
Okay, so my initial guess was, well, the obvious answer would be west, but I'm really smart and I know that that can't be the answer. It must be someone because I'm really smart and that's the right answer.
Yes, and my smug ass also felt the exact same way. And then when I saw people posting that they lost to whoever, which really this is a scam to get you to follow other people, essentially, because you have to tag the person you lost to. So I also thought someone was the name of the son. However, that is also incorrect. The name is what? And that is because the sentence, what is the name of the 4th son, is a statement, not a question.
I feel like I should have caught this. Well, you too, because, you know, as writers, editors.
No, you definitely should have caught it because you like studied grammar in school. I have typos in all of my shit at all times. Like, I'm not an editor. I just write.
A period and a question. It was hard. I mean, you know, I just assumed that I knew, but I should have known better. Consider this like our repost this episode.
Yeah.
even the cadence of this paragraph should have tipped me off to something. Because it goes, what is the name of the fourth son? Message me the name of the fourth son. That feels like a little redundant, you know?
Riddles!
Riddles, man. Riddles really get you.
Let us know what you guys got.
Yeah, did y'all know? Were y'all smug like us?
Some of you guys are going to be like, Sarah and Kirby, should have known.
I mean, personally, I deserve how I feel right now because I was so self-righteous. Like, ugh, God, these people probably guessed West. Like, it's obviously someone, duh. Anyways, we are admitting defeat.
Yes. Humbled by an Instagram riddle.
Always humbled by Instagram. Doesn't matter what the content is. Always humbled by it. Okay. Guess what, y'all? It is Tuesday, and we've got a fresh batch of beauty headlines and woif for ya.
Kirby, woif is on your face.
Okay, y'all. Chances are you've probably seen this ad on Instagram. And I know that we preach against getting things just because they're promoted a lot on Instagram, but I'm here to tell you that this product and brand are so legit, and I want to tell you just a really short backstory on it. There is something called Poolside FM. It's just a website that was created several years ago, and this guy created it because he loved nostalgia. He loved 80s music. He loved the old school PCs and how they looked with like the windows and all that stuff, you know, very pixelated. So he made Poolside FM so you could pull it up on your computer, have the player, listen to some hot jams, and just feel like you are in the 80s laying by a pool. Maybe you took a trip to Miami. Maybe you are at MTV Spring Break. I don't know. I know MTV Spring Break was in the 90s, but work with me here.
I'm there.
So you're feeling the vibes. You're feeling the vibes. Well, they decided that they were going to launch a brand, and they had been working. Well, they had been pitched a lot of different brands. Like, should you do makeup, skincare? Like, should you do like records? Like all of these different types of things they were pitched. And ultimately they felt like sunscreen should be what they work with. Now, y'all know how hard it is to make a sunscreen. It takes a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of tests and verifications and certifications. I think there's two hero products. One being the classic lotion. And by the way, I forgot to mention this. The brand that they created is called Vacation Ink. And if you look at the packaging, it's so retro. It really does feel like the sunscreens that you would pick up when you were a kid.
Or like the sunscreen that you would see in a magazine, like a full page ad of that, like by the pool.
And women wearing the super high waisted, like hips exposed, big hair. Exactly. So Vacation has launched a classic lotion. It's a broad spectrum SPF 30 sunscreen. And their whole thing is that it's not only a great sunscreen, but it's like the best smelling sunscreen. And I know that fragrance and scent is kind of a controversial thing for a lot of people. I personally don't mind it, and I gravitate towards things that smell great. This is by far the best sunscreen I have ever smelled. It smells amazing. It smells, honestly, like you have been oiled up on a beach with that sunscreeny tropical smell, but it's elevated in a way. It smells more like a perfume or a fragrance, not like cheap, spritzy sunscreen that you were used to using as a kid. But there's this nostalgia factor that works for it.
I feel like even though it smells, not this particular product, obviously, but like sunscreen in general, that like nostalgic memory of sunscreen in our minds smells like synthetic and like chemical.
Yeah.
Chemically. Uh-huh. It still smells good to us, right? Because it reminds us of like being on the beach. So I don't mind it, but like I'm dying to try this because I feel like we have made strides in like the world of fragrance in products, in makeup, in lotions. We have the necessaires of the world now. It's like a more elevated experience. Sign me up. Sunscreen doesn't have to smell like chemicals and smell like cheap coconut or whatever.
this sunscreen, it reminds me so much of going to a snow cone stand and ordering like a dreamsicle or a pineapple snow cone with the condensed milk on top.
Mm.
Those were always like my favorite flavors when I was younger.
Like a shaved ice.
Yes. Like snow.
Yep.
That's how it smells. And on the package, it says it's a leisure enhancing and excessively good sunscreen for long days by the pool. And they call it the scent of the summer. It does feel like a vacation in a 3.4 fluid ounce bottle. I am fully obsessed with the branding. Like, they have done an amazing, incredible job. And the product for 100 milliliters of it is $20. I think that's super affordable.
Yeah.
This is broad spectrum, so it is a chemical sunscreen. There are chemical sunscreens in it. It says it's oxybenzone free and octinoxate free. And then things like, if you care about this, they're paraben free and PEG free. They're also cruelty free and vegan, which is nice. But on the back, it says that it's hydrating. There's like a scent of coconut, banana, and aloe vera.
Sounds lovely.
It's awesome.
So wait, it's SPF 30?
SPF 30. They're also launching more products to the Vacation Inc. suite of sunscreens. There's going to be a mineral lotion that launches, and maybe it's already out, but it's what they call luxury grade. Like, all the stuff that they say is in parentheses, which I really like. So it's like clearly like them having fun with it. It's not like luxury grade is a new marketing term we're using. You know what I mean? It's in quotes. Sorry, not parentheses. But yeah, they use non-nano zinc oxide. It's like a 20% zinc oxide formula. So if you prefer that, they have that available. I actually need to look a little bit more into this thing. So this is what they call their Chardonnay oil. It is a sunscreen oil. Have you ever used a sunscreen oil?
No, that's not like, I'm not your demo for sunscreen oil, but I'm like very intrigued by the idea of sunscreen oil.
Same. And I wanted know a little bit more. I mean, it contains all of these protective ingredients.
Are you purchasing it just because you like the texture of an oil, or are you trying to reconcile years of using oil to bake in the sun and now it's out of habit, but now you're using one with sunscreen in it?
Yeah, that's what I don't know. I actually don't know. I think it's an interesting product, and it says it's their Chardonnay oil, Chardonnay seed sunscreen oil. It's clean, lightweight, and refreshing. I mean, honestly, it feels really similar to like a spray sunscreen that you would put on and like rub in, but this is just so good, guys. I'm obsessed. They have a face mist, not sunscreen mist, but just for like hydration. And then I think like their other hero product, I mentioned there were two, the first being the classic lotion, is their fragrance that they launched.
Does it smell like the lotion?
Yes. The way that they formulated it, it smells more like a parfum versus just like having a bunch of scents. And they said that it doesn't smell exactly like the original lotion because they tried it and they just couldn't. It didn't smell right. It didn't smell like something you would want to spritz on and like walk outside the house with. But it still smells like a vacation. So this is my too long didn't listen of it all. You love the smell of vacations. You like that banana. You like the coconut pineapple. You like the feeling of like a nice decadent lotion that rubs in completely and doesn't leave a white cast. The whole brand is legit. So go check out Vacation Inc. Poolside FM is now being rebranded to Pool Suite because there was like a logistical name problem after many years of being live on the internet. So it's going to be rebranded to Pool Suite, which I think is like a really cute name. So obviously we're going to link all of this on our website so you can check it out. But I'm curious, have you guys been seeing ads for this? Because they're going really hard on Instagram marketing right now.
I'm like dying to try this. Although I do wish that it was an SPF 50.
Okay, everybody's saying they wish it was an SPF 50. That's so interesting. We're going to talk about that on, not this particular product, but in general. People are like, I wish it was SPF 50. And I've always just been totally fine if it's an SPF 30.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's fine.
We'll talk about it on another upcoming app. Okay, that's my wife. Let's cut to a quick ad break and then we'll go into headlines.
Some headlines for you. We've got some celebrity beauty news. It's been like a couple weeks since we've had some, I feel like. There's actually one that is not on the doc that I want to quickly mention. But first off, have you guys seen Kylie Baby on your Instagram?
Well, Sarah tipped me off to Kylie Baby. How did you figure this out?
Okay, so I figured this out because Tatiana Diaz, who is on the Refinery 29 team, she used to write on the Beauty Vertical and now she writes for Somos. But she wrote a story like a year and a half ago when Kylie filed a trademark for Kylie Baby in the areas of skincare products. So it was things like moisturizers, body oils, lotions, body gel, even like nail polish, which I don't know that like she's trying to create baby nail polish. I think like when you're filing a trademark, you have to like file a trademark for like a category of items, you know? And then in addition to that, she also trademarked cribs, strollers, diaper bags, baby bottles, and clothing. So this was like a year and a half ago or whatever. And then recently, last week, she posted a photo of Stormy in the bath and tagged Kylie Baby. So she didn't say anything else about it, but she implied that Kylie Baby would also include some bubble baths for the babes. Did we talk about this already? I think it's funny that she called it Kylie Baby and not Stormy Baby.
I don't know. I feel like Kylie Baby makes sense because it's her brand.
Yeah.
So if you already are a Kylie stan and you like her products.
It's like brand recognition for sure.
Right?
Yeah. No, I get it. I'm just like, if I was going to name Sarah Skin or Sarah Lip Kits, but if I had a baby line, I'd probably name it Zoe Baby.
I think this is interesting. I want to say this, and I hope that nobody takes offense to it, but is her demo old enough to have babies?
To have babies? Yes. Gen Z is having babies now.
Oh my God. I can't even fathom this. This is wild times. Gen Z's having babies. I just honestly think of Gen Z when we first learned about Gen Z, when they were like 13 to 17. And now they're like fully adults, like fully realized adults. They can have children should they desire.
But to your point, I don't know. I don't know that this makes the most sense for her demographic, but she's just continuing to try to rule the world, probably, you know, under Kris Jenner's request to make more millions of dollars.
I mean, they probably see how much money other celebrities make from their baby brands, and they're like, yeah, we're going to get on the Kylie diaper train. Maybe like when the baby's poop in the diaper, little lips pop up on the butt.
Oh, that's cute. That's a great idea.
Time to change.
Yeah, it'll be like bath products, I'm sure. Very fabulous diaper bags. It'll be some sort of skincare diaper cream, like a fabulous diaper cream.
Okay, wait. So you keep saying fabulous. Do you think this is going to be like prestige baby?
Oh, no. I just mean when I say fabulous, I'm thinking it'll be pink packaging that maybe is like bedazzled. I don't know why. Everything Kylie does is so like bougie.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I feel like maybe this is the brand that they enter into like a retailer first. Because, you know, when Kylie first launched, it was just DTC. And then obviously Ulta started selling it later on down the line. But I'm thinking if you're trying to get baby people to buy baby stuff, put it in a Target.
Yeah.
Put it in a Walmart and just have it available.
Yeah, that would be really wise. They should call you. Kirby, there is another beauty brand that might be coming. Can you guess? From a celebrity?
I mean, Dolly Parton?
Well, yes, but no. This celebrity just registered.
Oh, I don't think I know this.
A little person named Harry Styles.
Oh, yes. I did know this. This was in my newsletter.
Oh, yes. Okay, so you did know. So Harry Styles quietly registered a trademark with UK's official company register, Companies House, marking the nature of his business as wholesale of perfume and cosmetics. And the trademark documents called the brand Styles, Harry Edward. And so that spells out S-H-E. Because, you know, Harry Styles is a feminist.
Ooh, this is good. This is good. This is good. Who figured this out?
Someone on Twitter, of course.
Of course, his fans. I swear to God, if you are a Harry Styles fan and you like have been a part of his stand-up since the inception of One Direction, join the FBI. We need people like you.
That, like, Harry Styles fans and BTS fans.
Oh, my good Lord. Yes. The stans on Twitter truly could change the world. That's what I'm saying. We need more of them as, like, attorneys, federal agents, like, maybe the president of the United States one day. I don't know. But please get on this. Going back to Harry, though, I am all about this. He is truly a little somehow he's, like, cute and, like, so sexy.
Yep. It's, like, the perfect combination.
Ruin my life. Yep. Ruin my life, you little cupcake.
Come over here, you sexy, cute little cupcake.
Let me lick your face, you little sucker baby.
And then cuddle with you after.
Yeah. Can you cuddle me?
And then can I also borrow your clothes?
Will you do my makeup? Will you just run your fingers through my hair? Can I wear your pants?
Yep. Probably the same size.
I'm probably bigger than Harry Styles, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be 100 with you. I feel like he's tall and lanky.
Is he tall? Do we think he's tall?
Yeah. Oh, he's tall. He's tall. He's not like Patrick tall. He's not like 6'4", but he's like 6 feet tall. I know. We love to see it, Harry Styles.
Putting it out in the universe. Harry Styles, come on, Los Angeles. We won't bite.
We won't. We'll see about that. No, just kidding. Just kidding.
They're like, oh, we actually heard your episode and we don't feel comfortable.
He's not ever coming on. Yeah. Sorry. I don't think I'm going to fake sick that day and make you do the interview because.
Yeah, right.
No, I would be so embarrassing. I would be.
No, you're a professional.
Hand on my face, just like dreamily staring at his beautiful.
I know. It would be, what do you call it? When a monologue.
Yeah.
It would be just him speaking the entire time.
Yeah. We'd be like, yeah, uh-huh. Perfect.
Yep.
He's like, so this is a clean beauty brand. Chemicals are everywhere. They're going to ruin your life. They're going to kill you.
I don't believe in sunscreen.
Yeah, sunscreen, schmun screen. And we're like, exactly, correct.
We've been saying that for years.
Yeah. Okay, I love it. I love it. I love this move. And if it's called She, I think it's brilliant.
I know.
I think it's really smart. In other brand news, not celebrity brand news, fashion-centric celebrity brand news, Marc Jacobs Beauty. Have you been following this escapade?
Mm-hmm. Because of you. Thanks to Kirby.
Well, I've been getting DMs from people going, what's up with Marc Jacobs Beauty? And this was something that I was not seeking out. I didn't even think twice about it. I noticed that they were on sale at Sephora. I noticed that they were on sale on markjacobsbeauty.com, but I did not think twice about why that may be. I'm just like, maybe they're just trying to get rid of stock and they're going to replenish things. Like, I don't know. Maybe there's like a rebrand on the way. But so many people, I'm like shook at how many people are invested in this, which why not? I mean, I love Marc Jacobs Beauty. They go, Marc Jacobs Beauty has been on sale for months at Sephora, not just like a flash sale, not just like during like the Sephora sanctioned sales. They have been on sale for so long. What is up here? And I reached out to the brand. I didn't hear anything for about a week. And then Here for the Tea posted that there was a conversation between a Sephora.com user and then a cast member at Sephora. And they were like, what's up with Marc Jacobs Beauty? And the Sephora cast member said, unfortunately, Marc Jacobs Beauty has decided to quote unquote close up shop on their beauty brand. Absolute pandemonium.
Who is this Sephora employee that is just trying to stir shit up?
I mean, if I were Sephora, I'd be like, collect your things and get out. I mean, I'm sure Marc Jacobs probably has something to say about that. But I reached back out to Kendo. I got a response. And in short, the brand is not shutting down. There are changes on the way. They were being super cryptic. They wouldn't explain what. But they said that the brand is not disappearing.
Thank you, baby Jesus.
Well, this is the thing. I don't know what that means. Does that mean they're getting rid of like everything except for 5 core products?
Right. Like, are they just focusing on fragrance going forward?
So I think that to your point about fragrance, I think that that's a separate category. So There's fashion, beauty, and then fragrance. It's all separated. And they specifically said Marc Jacobs Beauty was not going anywhere. So I'm wondering, does this mean like new formulations, repackaging? The tea is that I got DMs from people that work at brands that told me they wonder if it's going to be like a Kat Von D thing where they're not exclusive to Sephora anymore and they also become a part of another retailer. Like now Kat Von D is available at Ulta, right? Obviously, it takes a while to learn a rebrand, right? So it's now KVD. And they were exclusive to Sephora. Obviously, they were a Kendo and they are a Kendo brand. And we talked a little bit about that on a past episode about Kendo, Sephora relationship, all that good stuff. So I don't know. My advice would be, y'all, if you love something from Marc Jacobs Beauty, buy it now. It's half off on Sephora and their website. And I don't know if a reformulation's on the way. I don't know if new products are going to be replacing things. Like one thing that I was really bummed about when Bite reformulated and rebranded, essentially, was that they changed the formula of their agave lip mask. And it's just not the same. It's not the same. And I think a lot of people agree with me on that. So I'm like, do not get rid of Velvet Noir mascara and do not change the formula for the love of God, please.
I feel like it's probably more of like a branding, repackaging, retailer situation. Because everyone loves everything about all of the products. Like I told you this before, Kirby, I feel like Marc Jacobs Beauty outsells fashion and fragrance. It has to do so well because like I don't know anyone who doesn't love their products. So I'm just dying to know what's going on.
Yeah. So once we hear anything else, also, if you're curious about our picks for what you should pick up, we have a post on the website. Go to our editorial tab. And you can check out all of our product recommendations for Marc Jacobs Beauty.
Some other celebrity beauty news on the brand ambassador front. Kate Winslet is now the global ambassador of L'Oreal Paris.
That's a good one.
Love. We love. So previous to this ambassadorship, she was the face of Lancôme for 10 years. But now she is the global ambassador for L'Oreal Paris. And if you know Kate Winslet, you know that she's always like been against airbrushing, been against like retouching her photos too much. She was in the news recently because she told the mayor of Easttown director that she wanted to keep a quote bulgy bit of belly in one of her sex scenes. Like she is a very real woman. And so I'm personally really, really excited that they have appointed her this role. Because one, she is Kate Winslet, and two, I just love her outlook on beauty. And I also just finished Mare of Easttown. It's reignited my fandom for her.
I gotta say, I think L'Oreal does an incredible job of securing brand ambassadors.
Totally. Like Viola Davis, Eva Longoria.
Helen Mirren. Like they're aspirational to me. I like seeing aspirational women that have careers that I respect and philanthropic side of them shines through and they stand for something.
And they're so talented and they are, yes, beautiful, but there's more to them than just their beautiful face.
Yeah. And then they're talking about using products that are at an affordable price point. You don't have to be shilling out La Mer money to like achieve a look that they're creating. Right? I know a lot of people, when they see celebrity ambassadorships like this, they think, yeah, but the celebrity doesn't use the product. And I don't know. I'm kind of like, why wouldn't they? I mean, L'Oreal makes great stuff. I love Voluminous. Voluminous will always be one of my favorite mascara families of all time. They did a great job of securing Kate because, like, if you haven't watched Mare of Easttown, you have to watch it. And especially if you're from, like, Pennsylvania, because the accent is so good. She nails it. Patrick's family's from Pittsburgh. Every time I heard her talk, I just thought of Patrick's mom. I'm like, this is literally exactly how they speak. The dialect was perf.
Twists and turns. Takes you on a real ride. But very bleak. I had to chase it down with like an episode of New Girl.
By the way, did you know that Olivia Rodrigo was in an episode of New Girl?
As like a child?
Well, like teenager-ish.
No. What episode?
It's the one where Nick becomes a published author and like Jess is the principal.
Yeah.
Oh. And he like comes to school. Yeah. And they're all freaking out and they're like, the romance in this book, and they just are obsessed with him. And I'm like, everyone's obsessed with Nick. He's effing amazing.
Oh my
I'm obsessed
gosh.
Too. But she's in it. And I guess everybody now is capitalizing on Olivia Rodrigo stuff, because every time I go to my YouTube, it's like every scene that Olivia Rodrigo was in on New Girl. And she apparently did this thing called Temecula Idol, because she grew up in Temecula. And from like age 7 to like 14, she's performing Journey songs and stuff. And I guess the Temecula Idol realized like, oh, we should capitalize in this. And they just uploaded all of her performances over the past 4 months.
That is what it's like to grow up in this digital age and then become famous. You have such a large digital footprint. It's crazy. It's crazy to me.
You're so right, because when I was watching one of the videos, she was incredible. She was singing Barbra Streisand's Don't Rain on My Parade. Literally sounded just like Barbra as like a 6-year-old. Yeah. I remember thinking to myself, this company or this organization is just capitalizing off the fact like they re-uploaded this. No, it was literally uploaded in 2011, 10 years ago, when she was 8. It's just there. Like if you wanted to see me when I was 8, it would be like uploaded last year and it would be like some crummy VCR situation.
But because she was born in the time of like all of us having our phones already.
Absurd. And I love it so much. Okay, y'all, sunscreen's gone off the effing rails. Why is everything so difficult? I just don't get it. Every week there is a new sunscreen headline. So this week or the past 2 weeks, the drama has been that there has been a sunscreen recall because they found a known carcinogen, benzene, in a lot of sunscreens that a lot of people pick up.
A lot of Neutrogena that I use and love.
Yes. So this is what Birdie reported. Last week, levels of benzene were detected in a number of popular sunscreens and sun care products due to contamination. Discovered by pharmacy group Valisher, which routinely audits consumer goods, which thank God, they report that benzene contamination in 78 of the 294 products tested. So if you look online, you can find batch numbers, you can find all the affected products. It's not just Neutrogena. There are so many brands that were affected. I know that when it comes to the clean beauty space, like this will be used for marketing purposes, of course. But, you know, people that we trust, like Stephen Coe and Ranella MD, you know, even Charlotte, they have kind of said, okay, yes, obviously this is a little problematic, but here's what you need to know. And we actually want to refer to kind of Stephen, aka Stephen Coe's post about this. We're going to link it on our website, but he has a post that says, first, take a deep breath and try to relax. Thank you, Stephen.
Will do.
Will do. So this is not a reason to panic. And I'm happy to explain why. Recently, the results of a sampling of some sunscreens available in the U.S. market revealed levels of benzene. Benzene is a known carcinogen, but there's also no reason to panic. Some quick things we can debunk. No sunscreens or ingredients have been recalled as of yet because of benzene contamination. I'm not sure if that's still true. The U.S. FDA has not responded to this petition letter from a private company as of yet. You do not need to throw away any affected sunscreen. If there is a recall, you will likely need it or proof of purchase to get a refund. So if you feel safer not using this product, don't throw it away yet, okay? Carcinogen does not mean it will give you cancer. Just like how owning a kitchen knife doesn't mean you will be stabbed.
Fair.
I also think in our next story that we bring up, one thing that they mention is dosage is what matters. It's why, like, if your dog eats like a whole bag of milk chocolate M&Ms, that's when you should be concerned, or dark chocolate M&Ms. If your dog eats one milk chocolate M&M, it's probably going to be fine.
Yeah.
The dosage is what matters there. We have all been exposed to small amounts of benzene every day. If you've been near cigarette smoke, a car, a road, you have been exposed to benzene. If you've drank water or eaten food, you've probably been exposed to benzene. Benzene is naturally occurring. It is also an industrial solvent. It has nothing to do with its safeness. And a big misconception is that ingredients like avobenzone and oxybenzone are benzenes, and they are not. Many chemicals contain structures that look like benzene within it. They are also not benzene. Sunscreen chemicals are not breaking down to form benzene, to our knowledge. I think that was the big one, that people thought the reason why benzene is in these products is because It's breaking down and forming it based on the ingredients already in there. And that's just not the case either. So all that to say, if you want to read more about this, again, we'll link Steven's Instagram post on our website. I remember when this report came out, all hell broke loose. It was complete pandemonium.
Yeah, totally. The one note on kind of Steven's Instagram post where he says, "No one in their right mind is adding benzene to sunscreen intentionally." And there were a lot of other people on Instagram, derms, who were like, "This is not a sunscreen issue. This is a contamination issue, everyone. Do not freak out. Like, no one is trying to add these carcinogens in your sunscreen." That's just like the issue with Instagram and like social media, right? When this came out, it caused pandemonium because no one knew how to interpret it and everyone just read the headline.
Yeah.
And so they were like, oh shit, I've been exposed to carcinogens. I've been wearing my sunscreen. All sunscreen is bad. Just like jumping to, you know, conclusions. And I'm sure you received a ton of messages to Kirby that where people were just like, so what does this mean? Do I have to like toss my sunscreen cans and bottles that I just bought? And I'm like, no, wait, hold on, guys.
Yeah. And I personally, you know, don't consider myself a sunscreen expert. I'm still learning. I'm still doing all my due diligence, but I do follow this commonwealth of experts that are so knowledgeable about formulations and dosages and how things work. And I'm rarely like outraged by anything on the internet. I'm like, okay, this is probably not worth being outraged about. I mean, unless it's like somebody being rude about Britney Spears and then I'll whoop some ass. But like in this case, I was like, I know everyone's freaking out, but I just really don't think this is a reason to freak out. And I was right.
So hopefully this brings a little bit of peace of mind for those of you who are still freaking out about it.
Don't freak out. It's going to be okay. I know there's a lot of weird stuff going on with sunscreens. The topic of sunscreen, it's wild.
The wild, wild west out there.
Yep. And it's hard. It's difficult to understand. So we're with you. We're going to help you. And our help today is not freaking out about benzene. No one's intentionally poisoning you with benzene.
So DCM recently launched a campaign and it's so good. I hadn't seen it until you brought it up, Kirby. So it's called Everything is Chemicals. It's a video that features, well, I don't know if they're real scientists or not, but they're dressed like scientists. And is basically just making the argument that, yes, everything is chemicals, even clean beauty, even the water that you drink, like Kirby said, the apple that you eat.
We are made up of chemicals as human beings.
We are chemicals, yes. And so it's such a cute video. They did a really, really good job.
The point of this is that they are trying to mitigate the fear-mongering happening around clean beauty and non-toxic and chemical-free and all of that stuff. And I really actually appreciate them for doing this because they have such a huge platform. Their accessibility is top tier. They make affordable products that so many people know about and love and use it on a regular basis. So for them to come out and make a stance on their platform like this, I think is great. They did make a mistake. And honestly, I feel like it was a mixture of a typo almost. I remember there was something with molecular weight and it ended up being a different ingredient or something or a different molecule. And Dr. Ginza, who I think is an amazing follow on Instagram, she kind of went after them pretty hard. And I have a nuanced take on this. I think that she was allowed to feel that way because her life is dedicated to being specific and focusing on details and science. So if you're going to talk about science in this way, you should make sure that it is accurate.
Totally.
But at the same time, I do think the intent of this video matters.
Yes.
They weren't posting that like chemicals are terrible.
Exactly.
And then they go on this whole rampage about how nobody should be using chemicals.
Right. And it was more as like an example to paint their broader picture. So I agree, Kirby. If it was like one specific argument that they were making about this one chemical, then yes. But I think they were trying to just like make it cute and funny and like approachable, which I thought it was. I can't tell you like the exact names of the molecular weight or the chemicals that they mentioned in the video. I just walked away being like, yes, everything has chemicals. So in the press release, they said, as scientific leaders in the skincare industry, DCM felt it was our duty to champion this topic and be the voice to start a wider conversation as misinformation and fear-mongering is at an all-time high. Simply put, everything is chemicals, even clean beauty. As a commitment to transparency, DCM has publicly shared this manifesto, which outlines our commitment to science, safety, research, and the truth.
Yeah, and I think that they do that beautifully. And yes, they did make an error, but they also acknowledged it. I think they pinned her comment and they like mentioned it in their story. For me personally, like the error in the video wasn't harmful to anybody. So I don't think that that's something people should get tripped up on. Like if they were spreading misinformation that was going to be harmful to someone, that's one thing. There was a small piece of misinformation, but they corrected it. And I think overall, this is like what we need more of in the industry. And I did go on a tangent about clean beauty because I asked what people didn't like when it comes to beauty marketing on my Instagram stories. And by far, the most popular answer was clean, non-toxic, natural. Like, if you say those things, I'm out. I don't want to buy something because you're putting down ingredients other people use. And a lot of the responses that I got through that question box were like, I've learned so much about clean beauty from you and Sarah. Like, I hate clean beauty. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yes. I'm like, okay. I'm like, we're not shaming you for using quote unquote clean beauty because some people use it as a barometer of, okay, I have really sensitive, irritated skin. If I know that maybe a clean product at Sephora isn't going to include a couple of ingredients that are normally irritating to me, by all means, like we don't want to shame anybody for their consumer habits, but we don't want people being shamed into buying something. I think that's the main takeaway here.
Yes, that's what we're more on the side of like, we hate the fear mongering that's happening, but we ourselves are fans of many brands that claim themselves or call themselves clean.
Or have a clean seal at one of those retailers.
It's not even just about what they're putting in the products. It's about like sustainability practices, which if you listen to us, we talk about this all the time. So hopefully more of you are clear that that's our stance and that we're not by any means like against clean beauty.
Yes. If you love a clean beauty product, keep using it. If it works for you, keep using it. But don't feel guilt tripped into buying something without a paraben because a brand told you to.
Exactly. Okay, guys. So if you like us, love us, subscribe to our podcast, leave us a nice little review. We love going through them. And then if you are a Spotify user, follow us on Spotify because that way you'll get notified when our new apps come out, which you already know, Tuesday and Friday. I know it's on your calendars. Follow us on social, IG, Twitter, join our Facebook group. It's popping off. And check our website for all the products that we mentioned today, including Kirby's Woif. We'll see you guys soon.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.